106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Ryder with Sublime.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A 58-year-old man, Desmond Ramsey, from Cleveland, tried to hire a hitman for his adult son. Ramsey said he had been drinking heavily and got into a dispute with his son the night he made the phone calls. He left a message. So he called once and left a message, called back. No answer, so he hung up, called back a third time, and left a message. The problem is he was calling the wrong number. He was calling a suburban dumpster rental company and saying, I need to hire a hitman. I need him for my adult son. This is not BS. This is actual business. And he left that message two different times on the wrong machine. First of all, who even leaves a message anymore? I haven't left a message for a friend in years. When my daughter calls, she doesn't leave a message. She just, I see she called and I call her back. So, especially if you're going to hire someone for a crime, perhaps don't leave your message explaining what the crime is. In court, the man said, that's my baby boy. I would die before I'd let anything happen to my children. But his voice was on the answer machine saying just the opposite. He wanted him gone. He made that clear on the machine, and that is dumb. In less than 10 minutes, we've got another chance for you to go to, at Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. Your chance to win in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, my God, is this Kevin?
It is.
Oh, my God, Kevin. Oh, my God, my name's Trisha.
Trisha, you're caller 20, so you win tickets to Disneyland.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. This is my lucky day.
It is your lucky day. You got a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park. Halloween time is now through October 31st.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I just ran into my daughter's room to let her know.
Fantastic. I like highlighting people that are doing good things for their neighbors.
Some saucy solidarity in downtown L.A. today when strippers and car wash workers teamed up to raise money for families affected by immigration raids. So supporters had to RSVP to get the actual address of the fundraiser held somewhere near MacArthur Park. But LAist reporter Destiny Torres was there and has this report.
All proceeds from the car wash will go to car wash workers and their families who have been affected by the ICE raids. Carlos Amador is with the Clean Car Wash Worker Center, which helped organize the event. He says the raids have been devastating to the industry.
We have seen over 88 car washes being targeted by masked agents with over 260 workers who have been kidnapped and taken from their families and their communities.
All right, I'm going to try and talk to you. Carlos, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Excellent. And Velveeta, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, so we have Carlos from the Clean Car Wash Workers Center and Velveeta from the Stripper Cooperative. Do I have to call you Velveeta?
That's my chosen name for public-facing stripper activities, yes.
I gotcha. How did you two come together for this idea?
Yeah, so actually, the Stripper Co-op reached out to the Clean Car Wash Workers Center. We knew about the car wash cooperative through LA Co-op Lab and a network of worker co-ops in LA. And, you know, we've been very inspired by the work that the Worker Center and unionization in the industry and the co-op that they've started has done to really raise industry standards. And we're trying to do that in the strip club industry. So we thought it was a great time to partner, especially in this moment when car wash workers are being so affected by the ICE raids.
And Carlos, you're the one from the Clean Car Wash Workers Center who was aware of most of the families that are being affected by these ICE raids, correct?
Yes, our organization has been working tirelessly since June 8th, responding to the car wash raids that have been happening across Southern California. Now we're at, unfortunately, over 90 car washes that have been raided and over 280 car wash workers who have been taken from their families and their communities. So we've been responding to that and raising funds as well to try to support them on, legal representation, food assistance, rental assistance, among other things.
Were you happy to have Velveeta contact you about the bikini car wash idea?
Yeah, most definitely. As Velveeta said, like we have connected in the past in other worker cooperative spaces, and when they approached us to do this fundraiser, like, you know, what a better way to stand in solidarity than to do a bikini car wash fundraiser for car wash workers.
And how successful was it? How many cars came through?
We had a full day. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, 30 cars? Yeah, we did a lot of sexy car wash dancing and cleaned a lot of cars, a lot of happy customers. It was a lot of, really fun day.
Did anybody show up that had a clean car but just wanted to get it washed?
There were some somewhat clean cars, but I think everybody was there for both the dancing and also the cleaning of the car. So we had some amazing customers, some who were supporters of the Stripper Co-op, others that are connected to our network of the Car Wash Workers Center, but definitely a lot of folks that wanted to come in and support this effort and obviously be able to have a fun time.
How can people find out? Are you going to do it again, I assume?
Yeah, well, we don't have any immediate plans, but, you know, this event was such a success and came together fairly easily, so we want to do it in the future. For now, the Stripper Co-op has a show coming up on October 20th, and you can find out about that through our website, strippercoop.com, strippercoop.com. You can sign up for our email list. Unfortunately, our Instagram was suspended following the attention that that the car wash got through the LAist reporting, and you know, just people who are hating on strippers and sex workers online and reporting our account. So it's very unfortunate, but you can follow us at our website.
I gotcha. And Carlos, how can people follow you?
Yes, they can visit us at cleancarwash.org. That's our website. You can find out more information, sign up also for volunteering efforts. And if you want to donate, even if you won't get your car washed by sexy stripper dancers, you can still donate on our page for the Car Wash Worker Solidarity Fund, cleancarwash.org.
Carlos, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for the good work that you're doing, taking care of people. Velveeta, thank you for joining us as well. You're both doing great work.
Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Less than an hour from right now, we have the 420 catch of the day, a brand new song. That is our new song feature coming up at 420 on K-Rock. A Florida man was taken to jail for pulling a gun on another man outside a karaoke bar. What's up with Florida's coming up next on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
This comes out of Clearwater, Florida. Florida man was taken to jail for pulling a gun on a man at a karaoke bar after becoming upset about the music. Authorities say he was arrested on charges including felony aggravated assault. Clearwater police responded to the Overtime Sports Bar on Sunset Point Road regarding the incident. Authorities identified the suspect as 34-year-old Aaron Jablonski. According to the police, Jablonski became upset because the karaoke machine was malfunctioning. Don't they know this was his night to pull out Lover Boy working for the weekend or whatever he was going to go epic with? After leaving the bar, still upset that the music wasn't working, Jablonski was confronted by a patron who tried to calm him down. You know what he said? Hey, calm down. You know what never works? Hey, calm down. He said, I don't effing care, and put the gun right in the man's face and then turned and walked away. And the police arrested him because he was not allowed to be in possession of a firearm because he was already on parole. And that is what is up with Florida. We want to send you to Halloween time at Disneyland Resort. Keep listening for your chance to win those tickets coming up on K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Reiter and Megan Holliday.
All right. I've got a story about a cheesecake thief in New Zealand. That is coming up next on Three Things at Four.
The 420 catch of the day on K-Rock coming up. And Megan Holliday is here now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, federal investigators dubbed it Operation Nightingale, and it sounds like something out of a crime drama. In Florida, three now shuttered nursing schools pumped out more than 7,600 fake diplomas and transcripts.
7,600?
7,600, letting people skip class, dodge clinical hours, and still sit in for the nursing board exam. Dozens of operators and staff have been charged, some sentenced to years in prison, while states scramble to yank licenses from those who slipped through the cracks.
Wow.
The scheme, which ran like a multi-million dollar diploma mill, left patients and regulators shocked that unqualified nurses could land on the front lines of healthcare, all thanks to a shortcut that turned the founder of modern nursing, Florence Nightingale's name, into a federal sting. Absolutely terrifying.
Yep.
Number two. On April 28th, James Harrison, the director of the Kentucky Reptile Zoo, was bitten by a venomous Jameson's mamba while working on a research project. After being rapidly transported to the hospital and treated with anti-venom, Harrison recovered in the ICU and has since returned to work. The incident drew attention to the EMS team's actions, who are now facing scrutiny from the state board for their decision to administer the anti-venom. I know, it's crazy. So the Kentucky Board of Emergency Medical Services are pissed at the EMS team because only wilderness paramedics are currently authorized to administer anti-venom in Kentucky. So they now have to appear before the board to explain their decision, and they're fighting to keep their jobs because they saved a man's life.
Wow.
Make it make sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number three, my favorite story of the day. A New Zealand dessert shop has been left confused after a thief broke in, took no cash, stole two cheesecakes, and then returned to steal three more 5 minutes later.
What? Wait, were they open?
Nope, they were not open. Security footage shows a man smashing through the front door and then making his way to a fridge that contained 12-inch cheesecakes. It's a lot of effort just to go and get cakes, the store manager said. He clearly wanted something or had the late-night munchies. The staff at the store luckily were able to see the lighter side of the incident, saying it's almost a compliment. In fact, this is the second incident the store has encountered. Back in March, the storefront
was... That's good advertising.
Right? Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Back in March, the storefront was damaged when someone stole a single caramel glazed mud cake. Okay? They've had two dessert thieves.
Wow.
So there must be some crack in these cakes, and now I want to go to New Zealand.
This thief had this to say.
I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a three-person Dallas alt-pop trio called Little Image, and the song is called Kill the Ghost. They're going to be here in Los Angeles at the Moroccan Lounge on November 1st. And they'll also be supporting Bad Sons at the Fonda Theater on October 17th. The song is Kill the Ghost. The band is Little Image. And it's our 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. Little Image is the band. The song is Kill the Ghost. And it's the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. I am so happy hockey is back.
Woo! Yeah, and you know what? We've got Kings tickets to give out. We're going to send you to the game on October 16th. And we have Turnstile tickets to see them on Saturday.
This Saturday. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock. See, because it's the last day of September today.
Oh, wow.
So we play Wake Me Up When September Ends.
So original.
How do we do it?
I don't know.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. I did this story earlier in People Are Dumb. Ohio man goes to prison after dialing wrong number for Hitman twice. Desmond Ramsey is his name. He's a 58-year-old man. He mistakenly left a voicemail seeking a hitman to kill his adult son.
Oh, my God.
It's a 5 grand hit on him, Ramsey said in the message. I don't give an F where he's at or what he's doing or even who he's with. Kill that bitch, he said about his own son. And it wasn't who he thought it was, which was a friend of his in a motorcycle club.
Oh, no. So it was someone he knew?
It was supposed to be someone he knew.
Oh.
He left a message twice for the Suburban Dumpster Rental Company. So when they came in on Monday, they were like, hey, police, we have a phone message here from a guy that's 58 years old that's trying to kill his son. His name is Desmond. What do we do about that?
Oh,
so they tracked
God.
The number and they went, and he got 18 months in jail.
Only 18 months?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, he didn't, they didn't go through.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know.
Still, it's bad. Okay. All
yeah,
right.
It's bad.
Well, at least they got him.
He, in court, started crying and saying, it's my kids. I would never hurt them and blah, blah, blah. But man, when he was drunk, he left a message, two messages at the wrong place. So that's what we want to talk about today. I don't even leave messages anymore, nor do I listen to them. Is that
yeah
strange?
That's pretty common.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. It's more texting now.
Because you can text.
Right.
So why would you leave a message? It's not, it's either a political message,
right,
or a doctor's office. They always leave messages too, and I'm just like, I don't wanna, I see that you called,
yeah,
and I'll call back. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to leave a message. But you left a message and or probably more likely texted the wrong person.
Uh-huh.
We've done this before. It's an evergreen. We'll do it again in 2 months because it's all different stories and you people are crazy. The stuff that you text, your parents that wasn't meant for your parents.
Yep.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
The most embarrassing ones that you text are always to your parents. I don't know why.
They really are. I texted some dirty meme that was meant for my best friend. I sent that to my dad.
Excellent.
That was great.
Did your dad say, love it?
You know what? He didn't even respond.
Oh,
because
smart.
He knew, and he always responds. So we just pretended like that never happened.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
To this day, I would be able to ask him about it. He'd go, yes. She said, I don't know who she meant to send it to, but she meant send it to me.
Oh,
so 800-520-1067 for the most entertaining. We have two things. We have turnstile tickets for Saturday night, and we have tickets for the Los Angeles Kings against the Pittsburgh Penguins on October 16th. So the best call and or text the wrong number, 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You texted the wrong person?
I sent a message to my girlfriend, not my husband, what I was going to do to him.
Did your girlfriend respond when?
Oh, she did. And I've never felt worse.
Does she still make fun of you about it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, she should.
Yep, that's a good friend.
800-520-1067. You texted the wrong person. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. You sent a text to the wrong person.
562. I once accidentally texted my girlfriend thinking it was my side chick that I needed to put it in your mouth again. Needless to say, she's no longer my girlfriend. Yep.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
We are taking your phone calls on you texted the wrong person.
I love these so much.
And they're always great because it's always embarrassing.
I know. And the most entertaining phone call, we got your tickets to see the Kings versus Penguins on October 16th.
All right. You have a story like that?
Could it be an airdrop that went wrong?
Absolutely. What happened?
Well, I was in the same room with my wife and my in-laws, and it was right when my wife and I were beginning to date, and she wanted me to send her the pictures of her in her bikini and some other pictures that we had taken, and we were all sitting in a room, and I by accidentally airdropped it to everyone in our group chat, and her parents ended up getting the photos as well, and their look on their face when they looked up to see me sending the photos, I thought I was going to be over and we would never date each other again after that. But here we are married.
Oh. Yeah.
So when we're talking about these other photos, what were those?
We were young and in love.
Yeah.
We've been married 15 years and two kids later. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you for calling. K-Rock, hello.
In high school, I was with my girlfriend at the time, and we had our friends. We were playing a game. I think it was Monopoly. I had sent her a dirty text message in exchange for, like, some, you know, those little house pieces?
Right.
I accidentally ended up sending it to her mother.
Oh, no.
And I asked her about 5 minutes later. I was like, hey, did you get my text? And she said, no, what text?
Oh, no.
Come to realize, I look back, and I had my girlfriend at the time's name, but in parentheses, her mom, you know, just for to have her information, you know, just
right.
In case of anything. But I accidentally sent it to her.
What were you doing in the picture? Because if it's worth a house or a hotel in Monopoly, it had to be good.
Well, no, it was a very detailed text message.
Gotcha. Did the mom ever respond?
She actually did. Ironically, I had gotten a text message or a reply about 10 minutes later saying, if this is how you're talking to my daughter, we need to talk.
Oh, and no. Not in a good way. That was her coming on to you, by the way. She wanted to talk. She wanted you in the bathroom.
Oh, trust me, man. It was an interesting talk.
Oh, boy.
It's K-Rock. We're talking about sending a text to the wrong person.
626 said, one time my husband sent me some dirty messages, but instead of only sending them to me, he sent them to our family group chat with our two sons. Oh. Our boys are 18 and 12, so they totally picked up what he was putting down.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, you got room for one more wrong text story?
Let's hear it. Wrong text. What do you got?
So I was working with a coworker at the time, and we were installing a bunch of vertical blinds in an apartment building, and he didn't order enough of them. And I thought I was texting my sweetie, and I said to her, quote unquote, this a-hole only ordered 9 blinds when we needed 16 blinds. And so he comes to me about 5 minutes later, and he's like, did you just send me a text message? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I'm just sitting here working away. And he's like, oh, okay. And so he turns around and walks away, and instantly I'm like, oh, damn. And so I looked at my phone, and I had sent it to him instead of sending it to my girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
That's
and
so great.
To say, he never hired me again to help him on any more vertical installation jobs. But oh, well.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi. You texted the wrong person.
Yes. So I was actually very young, and I had a sugar daddy.
Okay.
And I was sitting next to my mother, and I went to send him a text message, and I was like, hey, daddy, what's up? And I sent it to my mother.
Oh, God. So what did she say? Yep.
She just looked at me with horror on her face because there was, you know, talk about, like, exchanging money for photos, things like that.
Now, let me just ask a qualifying question. Was there a dad in the picture that could have made it worse?
Oh, yeah. My stepdad was next to her.
Oh, no, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. No, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing. Like, I still can feel the embarrassment, and my mom still doesn't look at me the same.
All right, hey, do you want tickets to see Turnstile Saturday? Okay, you hold on. We'll get your information. K-Rock, hello. You texted the wrong person?
I did. I was trying to sell my car, and I had diarrhea, and I meant to text my mom to tell her that I almost pooped my pants, and it turned out I texted the guy I was trying to sell my car to.
Oh, my God.
So how did the guy that you were trying to sell your car to respond to that message?
He said, oh, okay, and that was it. He didn't mention it anymore.
Did he buy the car?
No, it was a car salesman, and he didn't give me a good enough deal, so
Do you think the diarrhea had something to do with that?
No.
Okay, all right. No, all right.
I think it did.
Seems confident. Seems confident. Who do we like for the Kings tickets?
You know what? I really like the guy
the
that
acts... family with the airdrop?
The airdrop.
Yep.
Yeah,
same.
Strong.
Mike?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You got tickets for the Kings.
Woo! Awesome. Thanks, guys.
That is October 16th. They're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, we'll be there. Thanks so much, guys.
Fantastic. Yay! Thank you. Thanks for listening and calling. This is Kevin Ryder. I'm out of here. Megan Holiday has you now.
And I've got your 4-pack of Disneyland tickets coming up at 6 on K-Rock.